You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
You're listening to Rewind, to listen back on press conferences, highlights, and analysis from the 76ers' previous game. The 76ers and Minnesota Timberwolves ended the evening as two of the final three unbeaten teams in the NBA, each at 3-0. The Sixers knock off the Wolves 117-95, become the first team to reach four wins in the league this season. I'm Brian Seltzer. How are you doing? This is our postgame coverage. The Sixers get a really balanced physical performance from top to bottom. They imposed their will even before the incident between Joel Embiid and Karl-Anthony Towns with 5 minutes gone by in the third quarter. They were balanced. They were tenacious, physical. They set the tone, and they saw it through to the finish. 18 points, 9 suspension. Rebounds for Tobias Harris, 12 points, 16 boards for Al Horford to go with 4 assists. He was great, 16 and 7 for Ben Simmons. Josh Richardson with 12 points behind 2 3-pointers, 17 for Furkan Korkmaz off the bench. Also some good bench performances from Matisse Thybulle. He had 9 points and, again, 4 steals for the second straight game, 8 points and 11 rebounds for James Ennis III. Who did I not mention? Ah, yes. That man, that very big man, Joel Embiid, 19 points, 5 rebounds, 7 of 14 in just 20 minutes of activity. He was ejected along with Towns third quarter. Brett Brown is at the podium right now.
It's just first glance, my most immediate memory, that's how I remembered it.
Brett, I know it's not how you want it to happen, but is this the type of moment that could really gel a team together, seeing Ben and the other teammates kind of come back and melt?
Listen, they hear me. If you went into our practice facility, we talk about, it's our creed. It's a Philly hard, it's Philly edge, and there's an authenticity. It's real. And somewhere, every time we can, we like to point to example, yep, like this is Philly hard. Yep, that thing had an edge. This is real. There's a spirit amongst our team that's authentic. And I think you could pick a few buckets to put that incident in, and the team responding as they did. It is Philadelphia, and life moves on. It's part of it.
Coach, I asked you before the game about assessing the defense and offense with the big lineups early on. Tonight, you said you graded the offense a C before the game. You guys come out and
C minus.
You came out and dropped, I think, 117 points. How do you feel now?
I feel better because I think that the ball moved. You know, I didn't really purposefully call a bunch of plays until the end. I wanted them to figure it out. The turnover abundance still is haunting. You're not going to do anything that matters unless you fix that. That's the bottom line. Now, that's the bad news. The good news was our transition defense after the turnovers was exceptional. I mean, I think they had 12 points on, 22 turnovers, which is a very tiny relative number for that volume. And so it starts with, trying to help our two all-stars, Ben and Joel, with this mission to try to reduce turnovers. You're going to see that there are many other participants in this ugly category that we need to fix. And if you remove that, I'd give our offense a thumbs up.
What do you make about 30-second chance points on 16 offensive rebounds?
See, that to me, there's two areas that is the game. If you look at our points after we turn them over, you know, which I think is 29, and then to your point, the 30 points on second chance points, when you talk about how do you utilize height, how do you exploit size, you know, it's part of the sort of smash mouth bully ball thing we're trying to get better at, and that 30 point crashing the boards and 29 points, I think it was on, you know, taking advantage of how we turned them over, you'd have a hard time going someplace else when you talk about significant stats that helped us win.
As Brett Brown said at his very first media availability of the fall back in September, more than a month ago, he wants the 76ers to play a smash-mouth style on offense and bully ball on defense. Even before the incident in the third quarter with Embiid and Towns, the 76ers were competing with that Philly hard, Philly edge, Philly real mindset. For the night, they commanded the glass. They were plus 22 on the boards. They outscored Minnesota 60-42 in the paint, 30-4 on second chances, and as Brown was alluding to, despite both teams turning the ball over 22 times, not the most comfortable amount, the Sixers were the more opportunistic of the two groups, outscoring the Timberwolves on turnovers 29-12. The Sixers, they were balanced from top to bottom, six players finishing in double figures. Thought Furkan Korkmaz had a really nice effort off the bench, James Ennis the third as well. Al Horford was great as the 76ers hold the Timberwolves to under 40% shooting and under 30% from outside the arc. Meanwhile, the Sixers got off to a really good start with their perimeter offense, and that helped them build up a 25-point lead in tonight's first half on the way to a 117-95 win. And the end result, as I mentioned at the top, the Sixers are the first team to four wins in the entire NBA. They're also one of two unbeaten teams left, with San Antonio being the other. They play the LA Clippers tomorrow night. The Sixers, first of four wins, first 4-0 start to a season since 2000-2001. They knock off the Wolves 117-95. 76ers in a wild night down here at the center. 19 points, 5 rebounds for Joel Embiid before he and Karl-Anthony Towns, the two All-Stars, were ejected early on in the third quarter. But I thought a lot of other guys had noteworthy performances. Al Horford, terrific throughout the evening, doing a lot of different things. He was plus 26, and Furkan Korkmaz had 17 points off the bench. We'll go to Tom McGinnis right now, who had the call this one tonight. Hey, Tom, that was something in the third quarter. And listen, I mean, Joel Embiid, there are theatrics to him. You know, I guess showman is a way that you could describe him. But I think the soundbite for me that I'll take away was simply that I'm built for this city. And you know what? He has got the town wrapped around his fingers. He has the pulse of the town. He knows the heartbeat of the city. And that moment when he walked off the floor, regardless of what you thought or what still might be to come after this incident tonight, I mean, it was theater.
Well, he was shadow boxing, and he was playing to the crowd, and then his press conference comments were those similar of Muhammad Ali. And so he definitely was doing it, where on the other hand, we understand that Carl Anthony Towns, all he would say, and he repeated it like five times in a row, it was competitive. He was channeling his inner emotions. So again, big picture, you don't like to see this kind of thing between two star players. Let's say Towns connects on that punch, then it's not as jovial. Then it's a real, I mean, that was a serious situation. Let's not kid ourselves. And if that punch lands, it's even more serious. It's really, you know, it's something that's talked about in a whole different light. So the game, I thought, got a little ratty after that.
Yeah.
They did not have a rhythm. The Sixers had built up a big enough lead. But then, you know, the Sixers played to the end, and that's how they've won these four games. And that is, they've played right down to the stretch with Harris and Horford and Simmons and Richardson still making plays. And obviously Monday, Joel with the foul shots and the big production points-wise in the win over Atlanta. But you mentioned 4-0. It's the first time since 2000, 2001, if memory serves, 10 straight wins for the Sixers to begin that season, and then obviously it led to an Eastern Conference championship and a berth in the finals. And a long way to go, but a great start for the Sixers. And I thought with 62 points in the first half, this was the best they'd played offensively. You heard Coach moments earlier saying the offense has been a C-minus so far. Tonight, I thought they did a much better job in that, and they got, again, big contributions from multiple players, including Korkmaz, who had his best game of the year.
Sixers over the Minnesota Timberwolves, 117-95. Al Horford, Tom, was forced into an even larger role tonight after Joel Embiid's ejection. Al's been great, I think. I don't know how you've seen it so far, but just little things. I mean, one play that stands out to me was how he set up Furkan Korkmaz for a dunk. Just a terrific pass after collecting an offensive rebound. It's a possession like that where he's able to help space the floor, create you an extra opportunity, and then make a beautiful pass that results in a really nice finish. But he did a little bit of everything tonight.
No, he really did. And, I mean, he knows the game. He thinks the game. And like you said, that's beautiful basketball when you get a backside cut and a dunk by Furkan and all set up by Horford. Harris had a hand in that play, but mostly all Al. And there were times in the game where he was, you know, not really scoring the ball, but he rebounded consistently throughout the game. And then, you know, for a big guy, he's sometimes, when you look in there, he's listed at 6'9", he seems undersized, but he's so accustomed to being in the paint. He's got tremendous footwork, and when he gets into the lane off that left block and turns over the left shoulder with that right-hand jump hook, he's money. And he knows where he wants to get those shots from, and he's done it consistently throughout his career. And he makes plays. And he, you know, he's a heady ball player with veteran poise. And you're right, he has been terrific throughout. And I thought more than anything, Saturday in Detroit, and now we've seen it three games in a row.
Sixers topple the T-Wolves 117-95, the first NBA team to four wins, and as Tom said, first 4-0 start since 2000-2001. Going back to the idea of the offense being behind the defense and needing to catch up, you certainly would have every reason to believe that it will. But I think even in this first week, Tom, it's now been a full week. We were here last Wednesday when the Sixers beat the Celtics. I mean, we're seeing things that, given the overall talent the Sixers have, that are going to help them win basketball games, that might be enough to help them win basketball games. Listen, they had 11 extra shots than the Minnesota Timberwolves. They out-rebounded them by 10, and they were 30-4 on second-chance points. I mean, these are things that, with the way they play defense and their size and their length, I mean, that's a winning attribute and combination for this team.
Right. If you were to ask any coach off the bat, you know, what would you like to build on, they would say defense and rebounding. Now, obviously, you have to score the ball, but there's going to be nights that certain guys will have off nights offensively. But if you can hang your hat on those two elements, that you know you're going to grind it out defensively and continue to hit the glass, and with that size advantage, you figure the Sixers are going to be one of, if not the top rebounding team in the entire league this year. That's huge. And then going back to the offense, Brian, I thought it was telling what Coach Brown said there, and it may not have gotten a whole lot of notice, but he said where he didn't call a lot of plays, he let the Sixers kind of play in free flow. And look, they produced 62 points at the half, their best half of the year. So that's interesting to see that the team kind of just went out there and used their intuitive basketball knowledge to create for one another. And they went to Joel a lot, obviously. So nice victory here tonight. A big, you know, we came into the game talking about undefeated for the second consecutive game, and the Sixers really made this no contest with the way they blew out Minnesota.
76ers defeat Minnesota 117-95. Now four straight games against the Western Conference. Portland had a terrific run last year. Phoenix appears to be improved with a guy like Devin Booker, who knows what type of game you could get, especially on the road. And then you've got the Utah Jazz with Mike Conley in the mix, and Denver. And you could see, I mean, provided full health, the matchup of the two guys people believe are the top big men in the game, and Jokic and Joel.
Absolutely. And Portland's out in Oklahoma. They're up one late in that game. But no doubt, tough trip. And you think, oh, okay, well, Phoenix, well, like you say, not necessarily. Monty Williams has really got them playing well, and they've responded to the absence of Ayton with that 25-game suspension here at the beginning of the year. And obviously Portland has been a difficult place for the Sixers over the years. And, you know, they're hurting with their bigs. Nurkic is still out. Now Zach Collins is hurt, but they still have Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum. So, hey, if the Sixers come back 8-0, we'll really have something to talk about, because Utah, another very difficult place to play. And as you say, Conley in their quarterback in their offense, and Denver is one of the best teams in the NBA. So far, so good, but a great opportunity, a great test, early road trip for the Sixers out west, and it should be interesting as we tip off at 10 o'clock on Saturday night from the Rose Garden.
All righty, Tom. Talk to you at that point in time.
Good night. Thanks.
76ers beat the Minnesota Timberwolves by the final score of 117-95. We'll hit some highlights coming up. 76ers, a brief stop in South Philadelphia before setting back out on the road this weekend to open up a four-game Western Conference road trip. The task tonight, hosting another unbeaten team and trying to stay perfect. I'm Brian Seltzer. Let us get to the highlights. 76ers game four of the season, hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves early on. It was clear Joel Embiid was a sizable advantage for the Sixers.
Embiid against Towns. Jab step by Joe. Up fake by Embiid. In on Towns. Power spins. Gets around him. Lays it up. He pulled out everything. The kitchen sink. Embiid has scored on Cat Towns.
It was interesting because it was Towns who guarded Embiid for most of the time. The two shared the floor, but on the opposite end of the court, the Sixers went with the likes of Horford, Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris even a bit, and let Joel Embiid drift outside the paint and playmake defensively. It was a strategy that for the most part worked. That bucket made it 6-3. The 76ers would cap off the first quarter, courtesy of Jay Rich.
A defensive lapse, and Minnesota knocks down a three. 5 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Richardson with a pull-up 18-footer bucket. Towns was there.
32-24, 76ers after one. Furkan Korkmaz played an important role in tonight's game.
Covington from well beyond the arc, way off to the right. He shot it from Delaware County, and he missed it to Bucks County. Here's Korkmaz. That's how you do it. Show him, Furkan. Three ball, Korkmaz.
Korkmaz making it 46-31. Joel Embiid showing his touch to wrap up the first half.
Embiid to Simmons. Simmons on a running start with a dribble to the corner. Matisse. 5 to go in the half. Embiid for 3 from out front. It's good. He nailed the triple. Joel Embiid with 2 seconds to go.
Sixers in front at the break, 62-43. Third quarter, 5 minutes in. Behind the play, Joel Embiid and Karl-Anthony Towns tied up. There was an altercation, an incident, a lengthy delay and review, after which it was determined that both Joel Embiid and Karl-Anthony Towns would be leaving the game. But the 76ers played physical and tough long before that incident happened, and Ben Simmons made sure that style of play continued.
Al Horford with a hoop that appeared to be blocked after it hit the glass. Here's Simmons on a jam. Dunks it. The crowd loves that. Ben has to hang on the iron because Teague was underneath him.
That made it 79-58. The Sixers well in control. Going into the fourth quarter, we will leave the final highlight for Burke.
Horford, he goes down to Korkmaz, and a dunk by Furkan. Big Al makes the pass, and Korkmaz makes the Wolves pay.
It was a terrific pass from Al Horford, set up by his own offensive rebound. 76ers coast. They win this one tonight, 117-95. They shot over 46.5% from the field, held the Timberwolves under 40%. Sixers 9 of 25 from 3, Minnesota 10 of 35. Sixers 22 of 28 from the line, Minnesota 21 of 28. The Sixers were plus 22 on the glass, each team with 22 turnovers. Sixers outscored the Wolves 29-12 off turnovers, outscored the Wolves 60-42 in the paint, and 30-4 on second chance opportunities. Individually, Joel Embiid with a team-high 19. He also had 5 rebounds in just 20 minutes before the ejection. Right behind him, Tobias Harris with 18 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 assists. 16 for Ben Simmons to go with 3 boards, 7 dimes, 2 steals, and a couple block shots. Al Horford with a game-high 26, plus 26 rating, 12 points, 16 rebounds. Al was 5 of 12 from the field, but such a huge part, leading the 76ers' commanding efforts on the glass. James Ennis III, great off the bench, with 8 points, 11 rebounds in just 18 minutes. Matisse Thybulle with 9 points and 4 steals, his second straight 4-steal game. According to the great website Basketball Reference, he has the most steals to start a career in 4 games in 76ers franchise history, now with 12. Pretty awesome stuff. Furkan Korkmaz, 17 points, 1 off his career high. He was 5 of 10 overall, 3 for 8 from 3. 76ers led by as much as 25. They now are 4-0. First team in the league to 4 wins. Last team in the East unbeaten and one of two unbeatens left overall, along with the San Antonio Spurs. First 4-0 start since 2000-2001. Now they'll head out west. They visit Moda Center and the Portland Trailblazers on Saturday night at 10 o'clock. One final time, the final score was the 76ers 117, Minnesota Timberwolves 95. You've been listening to Rewind. Look out for fresh episodes the day after every 76ers game this season.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.